This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for the book report brought to you by the Litography Project.
Ah, the Litography Project!
Shh! Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today, we hear from Natalie Bazile, a writer living in San Francisco.
My name is Natalie Bazile, and my book report is about Amy Bloom's novel, Away. And it's the story of Lillian Leib, this Jewish immigrant, who comes to New York after having escaped the Russian pogroms. And she comes here to make a new life for herself, but she's also haunted by the fact that her whole family has been killed. A relative appears and reveals that her daughter is in fact alive. And so Lillian embarks on this journey that takes her across the continental United States and then up through the Alaskan Yukon as she's trying to walk back to Russia to find her daughter. I probably circled around this book for a year. And then one day I was in the bookstore and I just thought, what the hell? Let me just try it out. And I was captivated. I savored it. Away is just beautifully written. I mean, the sentences are gorgeous. There's a flow and a rhythm to the language that I loved. The scene that I'm going to read is the moment when Lillian is saying goodbye to Yaakov. Yaakov is an older Jewish guy who has been kind of like a father figure to her in the book. And they just love each other dearly, not romantically, but just almost as family. And Yaakov has had his own tragedies and his own heartbreak and sadness. And in this scene, in this paragraph, he is putting Lillian on the train, and she's going to take that train from New York to Seattle and embark on the second half of her journey, which is to find her daughter. Lillian and Yaakov look at each other, and O'Brien checks his watch. Yaakov picks up his empty glass. He could smash it into pieces and write Lillian's name on his chest. He puts the glass down. It's not necessary. Her name is already there. Yaakov holds Lillian to him so hard, the four buttons of his overcoat press through her sweater and her blouse and her camisole into her skin, and she clasps her hands around the back of his thin neck as if he were her father. Zeguvnet hey, Lillian says. Go with God, and she means go with my love. She means come with me. She means do not leave me. She means I cannot do this without you. She means, do not let me go. It's such a rich story. The rest of the world falls away and you're in this other place. And that's what I like about books. I like it when, you know, the world that the author has created is its own particular universe.
Natalie Bazile's debut novel, Queen Sugar, about a black woman who inherits a sugar plantation in Louisiana, was released in paperback early this year. It's also being adapted into a TV series by writer-director Ava DuVernay and co-produced by Oprah Winfrey. This book report was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma for the Litography Project.